You're tuning to the Freshest Podcast. I'm your host, Malik G. Per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. Introduce yourselves.
What up, world? You're Macko and Miles.
One and only, DJ Livio G.
And we're also joined by honorary Stu Kids. Introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
Hey, it's your boy, Ralphie.
It's G. I'm not honorary. I'm in.
You are fit now.
Ralphie's honorary.
You are honorary.
That's fine.
Nah, but what's going on? What's going on with everybody? How's it been?
Yeah, hello, happy New Year to you guys.
Yeah, happy 2020. Yeah.
Same to you guys.
2020. Do you guys consider this the new beginning of a new decade? Because I always thought the next decade really begins when it becomes one.
Don't be ignorant.
I'm really curious about this.
You know what's funny? Somebody, we had a long talk about that because my girl's best friend's brother posted that shit on Instagram and instantly pissed off like every single one of his followers. He was like, well, technically we're not celebrating a new year because the year started at one. So, bro, shut up.
Hey, but no. Isn't zero not a number, though? Like, 0.00, 0.00.
Yeah, but when you're talking about years, it starts at zero.
Not yet.
Or, you know, 20.
Because when we count numbers, do we go 0, 1, or do we just go 1, 2, 3?
Yo, I mean, you do 1, 2, 3.
Right. You know,
nobody. When did the 20 start?
No. You got to start somewhere. So think about it, you counting money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are you gaining money? Because you got zero. So you started with zero.
Yeah, but you don't go, I got $0. You're like, I got no money.
I got $0.
You have $0.
But nobody ever says, you never hear nobody actually say, I have $0.
Like, personal
yeah.
Yeah. What about 0 years?
Right. You know, it's the year zero.
It's the start of a new decade. Don't be a Debbie Downer. Don't bring us into this.
Hey, how about Debbie Downer?
You're injecting negativity.
The year started with negativity. We was day three, and I had to watch Gerardo on the news talking about our president did a war, illegal war act. The year started off rocky. It's not me.
That was like day.
It started off that way.
Yeah, day one was pretty good.
Day one and two was fine,
and then day three it was rocky grounds.
What's funny? I woke up and I was like, where are all these World War III jokes coming from?
Right.
I know. I was so lost. I was like, what happened? And I was like, oh, we bombed some shit. Okay.
Ooh, we.
Yeah,
we.
Yeah, how did we get into this?
We belong to this country.
It was us.
We're the U.S.
It was crazy to me because
proud of you guys when y'all are standing on the
when they start drafting. Yeah, I salute y'all.
When y'all standing on the front.
But here's the thing, though. I didn't think it was anything to worry about.
Trump.
I didn't think it was anything to worry about until I saw de Blasio on New York One talking about, oh, we should be worried. Like, something might happen. Might not be this week, might not be next week, but it could be next month or a couple months coming down, but we need to get ready.
All right. In all fairness, though, like, granted, I do know things get bad, but, like, you do know, like, the media's number one job is fear-mongering.
Yeah.
Like, that's their one, like, it's to scare the shit out of you and keep you in fear for shit, so you can just impulse buy. And like,
I'm just saying, as mayor of New York, the last thing he wants is a whole bunch of paranoid New Yorkers.
But that's,
like, we get paranoid, we see a bag on a bus and there's nobody next to it. Like, we call the bomb squad within seconds. Like, hold up, whose bag is that?
Yo, one time I remember they had an entire block shut down because there was a suitcase that was in the middle of the street. And, like, they should, like, I
could be honest with you, if there's a bag next to me and it's like, I'm gonna look in it. Say this is some hard, money.
Yeah. Negative. Bomb worth some money.
I'm reporting that.
They left some money. They forgot it was like 800,000 in the fucking bag.
They shut down the whole block of the suitcase.
It does happen.
It was dead, just clothes. It was just a suitcase of clothes.
In Times Square, I don't know how many years ago it was, but there was a truck. There was a bomb inside of a truck. It never actually went off.
Oh, okay.
So this stuff can go down, bro.
The first World Trade Center attack, that's what happened. They had a car in a parking garage.
Correct. But this was in Times Square. Like, I mean, granted, World Trade Center is a big place, but this is less than 10 years ago I'm talking about this. Mm-hmm. There was a truck in Times Square and it just never went off.
Mm-hmm.
Had the person been a better bomb maker, it would have been
I question that shit. You know what I mean? Because, if you're a bomb maker, you're good at what you do.
Not necessarily.
Yes, you do.
You
can't be a rookie. A lot of people, you trying to blow up Times Square and you a rookie?
A lot of people get
never
in their directions.
That.
No, but
never
a lot of people that. Get their directions off the internet. Yes. So they don't really know how to make a bomb.
Are we talking terrorists or are we just talking random bombers?
We're talking random bozos.
I think a random bomber is a terrorist too. But
I agree with that.
the second you make a bomb, you're kind of a terrorist.
Yeah, you're a terrorist at that point.
No, there's people that are.
How are you saving anybody with a bomb?
Listen. What was the last?
Like, I'm doing it to save my people.
When was the last time you heard the media call some white terrorist? Yeah, he's not a terrorist. They don't label him that, right?
That's
Timmy McVeigh. Nah, he was just
McVeigh.
Yeah,
but Jamal McVeigh. He's Watch out for him.
Jerome?
I mean, no.
Tyrone? Tyrone McVay?
They don't never label them terrorists.
No.
Okay? Right.
They got mental illness.
What kind of mental illness makes you just want to build a bomb?
Yeah. You gotta be mentally to just want to build a random bomb.
Maybe.
I agree with that. I mean, if you're not a terrorist.
Yeah, if you're just like building bombs, you got like that's your hobby.
Right, maybe you might want to get a job for the CIA or somebody who might do that.
Imagine you're sitting in your first day of college class and you know like the little icebreaker. It's like, oh, what's your hobbies? I'm like bomb maker. I'm a bomb maker.
Hey, might get a job working for Michael Bay. You never know. Like, hey, you like to make things explode.
Pipe bombs.
You mean to tell me they build real bombs in the movies?
I mean, they're technically aren't they're bombs, but they're, you know, they're controlled bombs.
Yeah, they're controlled explosions.
You know?
But they are bombs.
Yeah, they're basically bombs.
It's not like they, like, all right, we're going to take some plastic and some C4.
Right.
Technically, it's C4. They do have C4s on set. But, you know, it's not like, it's a controlled environment. It's not like, you know, we just going to put it here.
You're going to get blown away.
Yes. If you're in the wrong spot. I've heard stories of people like who were like in the wrong mark, and literally the whole intestine is just gone because they were too close to the explosion.
Imagine being the nigga that had to like do the inventory, like on the movie set, count all the costumes. You just get up to the bomb department. You gotta make sure all the bombs.
All the C4s there, like damn.
Mr. Bay, there's a bomb missing. Excuse me, huh?
Wow. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to be on set
that day. That'd be a bad day.
Oh, God. Bad day. Like, I'm sorry, it was in Jimmy's trailer.
Jimmy's trailer.
But, you know, speaking of movies, you know, 2020 so far, I feel like it's off to a good start. The year started off with me seeing Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, which I thought was really good.
Heard that. I want to see that.
It was. I'm going to see it again because this was top-notch drama. This is what Mark Scorsese was talking about when he was talking shit about Marvel movies. Like, this is pure cinema. I was like, this is cinema. That and 1917, which I keep calling 1912 for some reason. But 1917 was also pretty awesome.
I don't know.
I'm thinking about the liquor problem.
I find it hard to see Adam Sandler in a serious role.
He's done serious roles. Punch Drunk Love.
That's what actually obsessed me about Adam Sandler, because he can act, but he just makes all this bullshit.
I love the bullshit.
In a way,
I used to like the bullshit. You haven't seen him like the Netflix Adam Sandler. It's bad.
Those are bad.
Yeah, those are bad. Like the ridiculous.
Well, the old Jennifer Aniston was.
That was the Murder Mystery.
I like
Murder Mystery.
Adam. It's one of those producers who he knows his demographic. He produced a product specifically for that demographic that he knows what they're looking for.
I'm not mad at him.
And I'm part of that demographic. I grew up watching, you know, Big Daddy, Eight Crazy Nights, you know, Anger Management.
But those are good movies.
What I'm saying is, like, he don't stray away from that type of comedy. Now it's a little, like, you know, because we've seen it so many times, it's like, you know.
No, but there's some movies like Jack and Jill. That's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie.
Or The Do-Over. The Do-Over.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies where he makes.
The Do-Over was with him and David Spade, and they go to like.
Oh, the Netflix.
I like Grown Ups. I like the first Grown Ups movie.
Right.
Grown Ups 2 was like,
I didn't like Grown Ups that much. But I figured it was because he wanted to go be Cage with his friends, saying he wanted the studio to pay for it.
But not like Eight Crazy Nights, Big Daddy, The Water Boy, Billy Mass. Those are good movies.
Yeah, but the thing with.
Those are funny movies.
Yeah, those are funny.
I still laugh at some of these movies. He's not like he's not funny anymore. He's just, you know, just some jokes are just played out now. Just like, seen that one already.
But like movies like.
Maybe you've seen him being serious.
But movies like Punch Drunk Love and Funny People, like don't like where he's actually has to like actually be an actor, like he does a really good job.
But here's the thing about Uncut Gems is like it's still on the Adam Sandler brand of like if this could have been a comedy, if like he knew where to tone it down, like okay, let me not get too silly here, let me, you know, like this, like it wasn't all from what a usual Adam Sandler movie looks like. Like this could have legitimately been an actual Happy Madison, you know, comedy, you know, no different from like Little Nicky or any of the films, you know. But it was interesting to see where you're just like, okay, I'm gonna take my brand of, you know, the usual fuck up, you know, because that's what you leave in his movies, and I'm gonna do it serious this time, you know. I'm just gonna, you know, like he still has the jokes here and there, you know, that's humor, but it's like, you know, there's no million fart jokes in here, you know, there's no dick jokes. You know, just kept it real simple with, you know, the day to day.
And it's a comedy.
It's not a comedy. It's a drama.
No.
It's a drama.
See, that's my problem.
It's a good movie, though.
I think when you're like a real comedian,
mm-hmm.
you do comedy. The minute you start doing like serious shit, people stop laughing at you.
Hey, Robin Williams did serious shit. And still was still able to come back to
the company. People stopped laughing at Robin Williams.
That's not true.
Yes, they did.
No.
You telling you watch Miss Doubtfire and you don't laugh anymore?
I would not even touch that.
Okay, maybe that's the wrong movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, no, but he did. He was able to do Good Will Hunting, which is a serious dramatic role, and then he was,
and then what did he do after that? Everything serious after that?
No.
Everything after that was serious.
In the 2000s?
Flubber.
Hey, we're all serious. It's all serious. That's my point. Eddie Murphy, who wants to now get Academy Awards, he can't be funny on TV, I mean on in movies anymore.
Did you see him do Saturday Night Live?
I was Saturday Night Live. I didn't see it. Dolomite was not funny.
I found it funny.
Dolomite was serious.
The movie itself.
It was a drama about a comedian.
It wasn't a comedy movie.
But it had funny moments because of he was a comedian.
The movie was like a drama.
You laughed?
Yeah.
How could you not laugh? It's a movie about a comedian.
Yeah, it was a funny movie,
but it's not a comedy. It's a drama. It's a drama about a comedian.
Listen,
it's a drama.
Listen, when you went to see Dolomite, did you ever see it?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
Okay, what did you think?
I loved it. I've saw it a million times afterwards.
Did you laugh?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's not a comedy. It's a drama. Because in comedies, you know, it's rare where you get to a moment where you see the frustration of a character. You know, the stuff they got to go through.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
That's not funny.
But he's a comedian. His job is to make people laugh. There's no way you can watch a movie about a comedian and not laugh. Or else he's a bad comedian.
I did not laugh at any of those roles. I did not.
Nothing at all. That movie was funny. Not even when you remade the scenes from Dolomite itself, the actual movie.
No.
Wow.
Was it because you saw the original Dolomite though? I experienced the original.
So maybe that's the difference.
In real time.
Right, maybe that's the difference though, because you still have the memory of the actual version.
Yeah, and I'm seeing Eddie play him and not be funny and being dramatic about it.
Right.
That's what I saw.
Right, because I didn't grow up on a lot of Dolomite movies. I think the only one I saw was Disco Godfather before, like literally before I saw My Name is Dolomite is My Name, I finally saw the original Dolomite. But before that, Disco Godfather was the only Rudy Wayne Moore film I've ever saw before that.
Don't feel bad.
Well, what do I call it? You know, so when I got to see Dolomite is My Name, you know, I was able to see the moments that I quickly saw in the original Dolomite movie. So it wasn't like, you know, so it was just like, oh, I remember this scene. I remember that scene. But it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like a fond memory for me. So it was just funny. Like, oh, they're doing this moment. You know what I mean?
I get it.
But
I get it.
It's but not.
I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
as a comedian,
uh-huh.
If you want to remain in comedy,
uh-huh.
Choose your roles wisely. The minute you start trying to be serious, you become a serious actor. And people stop laughing.
I think that's actually what most of them want.
Okay.
Like Jim Carrey.
Be careful what you ask for.
But Jim did a great job going into drama and going back into comedy. The only difference is he messed up trying to go back to the comedies he did before, which was like doing another Dumb and Dumber.
Let me ask you a question.
That they should have done that.
Again, uh-huh. Let's get back to it.
Uh-huh.
What's the last funny movie Jim Carrey made?
Yes, Man.
What?
Yes, Man. That was pretty funny.
When he couldn't say no to anyone.
How long ago was that?
2006. What was that?
No, it was in the tens.
It was later than that.
Yeah, somewhere in the 2010s.
Okay.
And this is after he decided he wanted to do what?
Be serious.
Yeah. Okay. Nobody. No.
All right. So kill this comedic.
No, but
he killed it.
He thought he got Sonic coming out next month, and he's a comedic role. Wait. And that looks funny as hell.
It looks funny.
You think that was funny?
Jim Carrey will do what he does.
You're hoping for funniness. Don't quote yourself. Until you go see it, and they're like, "Damn, that shit was not funny." you see some serious guy, you know what I'm saying, who used to be funny.
Right, that's annoying.
I'm telling you.
I mean, some people can do it well. I feel like they can.
Comedians stay in their role, man. They keep it comedic.
Yeah.
The minute you start wanting to,
what about Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx is not funny.
What?
Not anymore. He's not funny anymore.
This is my point.
When he does hosting stuff and everything.
Yeah,
like
that doesn't count.
He has charisma, but it's not.
I'm not talking about you get to host the damn Oscars and you make a couple of jokes.
Yeah, he's not laughing anymore.
No.
Okay, Chris Rock. He does a lot of drama now too, and he's still funny.
What drama was he good in?
The one when he was with that French woman that he was married to?
Something in New York or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I know.
And he's doing Fargo right now.
He's doing Fargo.
Wait, that's the one. Is that funny or is that serious?
No, Fargo's serious.
Okay, tell me about his next role that's funny.
I was gonna say he's doing Saw, but Saw ain't gonna be funny. That's good. Actually, gonna be serious. But what do you call it, though? He still does stand up, but he's still pretty funny. Tamarine was hilarious.
Listen, stand up is a whole nother animal. You know? You gotta stay sharp and do stand up regularly. You can't, like, take a 10-year hiatus.
Wait, do you laugh at Marlon Wayans?
Kevin Hart had a documentary on Netflix, and he said, like, him and Chris Rock and all the New York comedy, they just do stand up. Like,
Hold on.
You have
Chris Tucker. He did Dead Presidents. That was a serious role. And that's way before Rush Hour.
No, wrong.
Dead President was before Rush Hour.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Dead President was like what? 90.
This is why we have Google.
90 what? Dead President was 95.
95.
Rush Hour was 90, like 7.
Right, it was 97. Bruh, and then he can't name what to call it.
He's been dead ever since.
He's
been dead ever since.
He just died with the Rush Hour franchise.
Dead ever since.
Now his last stand up was funny on Netflix.
We're not talking stand up.
You're talking about comedy.
Like
movies.
I said, you could. Yeah, you got
comedy. He's an exception because he's a different person now. So
that's what happens to you.
So bro. Because he took a serious role.
Because you
wait, do you laugh at Marlon Wayans movies though? Do you laugh at Marlon Wayans movies?
No,
I haven't laughed at a Marlon Wayans movie
since Scary Movie 2.
Since White Chicks.
I still laugh at
you.
Oh, Little Man. I like that shit.
That movie was crude humor.
Wait, hold on. But that was all after Requiem for a Dream. That was a very
serious. That wasn't
serious. He was in it, though.
No, you're right.
That was a very serious part.
He was strung out in that movie, yeah.
That was a very
serious part. Don't care.
That's one of the biggest movies
ever. Nobody saw that.
Requiem for a Dream?
Stop it.
People saw that movie.
People saw that on
I'll never watch that.
On a fire stick or something.
Don't do that.
That was years before fire stick was a thing, bro.
The director's career.
For real. But either or, 2020, we're going into some good movies. Uncut Gems is worth seeing. 1917 is worth seeing. And Like a Boss, I thought was pretty funny.
Okay.
Like a Boss, what's that about?
That's with Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne and Selma Hayek where they start the makeup company. Like
you said you're good on
that? I'm good on that.
As an entrepreneur, I thought it was pretty entertaining. It was not realistic, but it's entertaining. Like, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to see a story about entrepreneurs, that's something you might want to go see. If you got a girl who wants to see movies about girls and friendship, take her to see that movie.
Honest, I'm not really looking forward to that many movies in 2020. I mean, I have like I want to say like maybe 4 or 5. Like, and that's like the big, like the Marvel movies, James Bond, like the Aaron Sorkin movie that might be coming out like in the fall time. I don't even know.
Scooby Doo.
Get the fuck out of here.
Scooby.
I'm going to see Scooby.
It's called Scoob.
I want to see it.
My boy is called Scoob. I want to see it.
So what? What happened?
You should be down with
We got new Harry Potters. We got new Top Guns.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, the Fantastic Beasts sequel.
That's not coming out this year.
It is. November. Fantastic Beasts 3.
I'm done with those.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's coming out this week. I scheduled this stuff out.
I watched the first movie. It was so boring.
It's not entertainment at all. I'm in it just for the nostalgia stuff. Oh, cool, Hogwarts. I know this score and all that good stuff.
They haven't even started shooting the third one yet.
Yeah, they did. They did start shooting. I'm telling you. It's scheduled for November.
Can I get a fact check anyway?
Please. We're fact checking now.
It's scheduled for November.
Tell me when the release date is.
I got you.
I think Trump was in the room.
This would be the third one, right?
Fantastic Beasts 3.
Okay. 2021. In other news, man, I see Meghan Markle's like fucking up the whole royal family.
What is that? I don't understand what she did.
She didn't do it. I'm just joking. Basically, her and Prince Harry are stepping down from their senior positions in the royal family.
Okay,
you don't get to do that.
To go do the clearly they're doing it.
You don't get to do that. You're fucking royal.
To go have fun.
No, to do their own thing.
Basically,
and be financially independent and go chase other. Because, Grant, I don't know shit about the royal family, but I guess you do have a role as a member of the family, and I guess you probably do a lot of outreach and you work
with which has been there for like thousands of years.
Yeah.
And leave it to a black woman to convince a man to move out of his grandma's house.
Exactly.
All I know is people are tight. Do we know if it was Meghan?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Man, because my whole thing is like, yo, when she,
if I'm a prince, why should be a prince till I die? What do you?
But here's the thing, though. Harry lost his mom to this thing, and he's seeing the same thing that happened to his mom happening to his wife, and he's just like, yo, I'm good. We don't need this.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he grew up in this. He had it for all his life. He could be like, we don't need this.
And another thing we got to remember is Harry chose her.
Right.
So it's not like she can make him do anything.
Right. That's not true. That is not
then
he, true.
I'm sorry. Then she's not a true. Woman.
Well, no, yeah, she's a woman. She's then he have a way of doing that kind of shit.
Then he saw it.
I do agree with you.
I'm talking about you gotta look at the power structure that their relationship should have. He was the prince. He could have chosen any woman. He chose her. She should not be making him do anything.
Hold on.
Well, to go to her,
to go on Carl's point, right? From a young age, he may not have been a big fan of wanting to become a prince because what happened to his mother. He might have been on the fence the entire time, and then once he met Megan, and she probably was on the fence too.
Okay,
I could see her convincing him, like, okay, we should try to get out.
I'm talking about her monarch.
The whole shit.
I'm talking about her.
You can't do that.
Gonna be a prince no matter what.
I'm talking about her. He's gonna be a prince. I'm talking about him saying, "I don't want to do this," and she's saying, "No, I'm your wife. You're doing this." That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but that happened.
But he can go.
We don't know anything that happened. We're just speculating. So I'm just saying.
You hired Cole himself.
Huh?
I'm saying I do. Agree.
No, I'm saying if it happened that way. If she strong armed him and he made him do this thing and coerced him into doing this,
she probably whipped him.
That makes him soft.
Straight up.
If he already had doubts and she kind
of
pushed him.
And then she's a black woman on top of that.
And if she already
That's
if,
not right.
If she
making him
sleep on a couch and everything.
In his own house.
In a castle.
In his own palace.
You do not go
sleep in the war room. but if he was already on the edge, like you guys are speculating, and she just like talked him into like jumping on the other side, no, he's not soft for that. I'm talking about like, no, I don't, I want to stand behind my family. She's like, nah, I'm your family now.
I'm just
you want this good season?
I'm guessing, you know, Megan had a lot of opportunities. She had to push to the side so she could be royalty, basically. And now,
what opportunities she had that she had to push to the side?
Right now, like right.
What the fuck?
So right now, so check it. So right now, since December, she's been setting up this deal with Disney to do voiceover work. It's like, you know, basically one of the only real princesses in the world.
I've never heard her speak. She sounds good.
You ever watch the show Suits on USA?
No.
I've never heard her act anywhere.
She's an actress on a show on USA called Suits.
Before this whole thing happened.
That's how you met her?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, so before Megan had to turn that down and become a princess.
Yeah, basically you probably watching USA. Yeah,
this is what she had to turn down.
She got to be queen now. Not my job in Suits. Not my TV show on TBS.
I'm just saying.
USA.
USA, whatever.
I'm just saying, you know, she's getting a lot more opportunity that she probably can't do being under, you know, the three bitches. Yeah.
You're the fucking Duchess.
Yeah. Listen. Right now, all the doors are open.
Yeah, no. All the doors are open. But there's
all the doors. Disney's like, yo, bring it in.
But what the Queen said, no, she would have to listen, though, right? If the Queen told her she can't do it, she can't.
The Queen is 105.
But if the Queen told her she can't do it, she can't do it. That's why they're like, yo, we gotta come down.
Queen is like taking naps all day long.
If the Queen don't want her to do a Disney project, and she's
cheating, and that's it.
Do what?
She's up for teen, and that's it.
I guarantee if the royal family saying, yo, we don't want you working on this project, she can't say, I'm going to do it anyway.
No, for sure.
So that's why, you know, that might be a reason why she's like, yo, I want to step down. The things I want to do.
First of all, she knew this before she came into the deal. Mm-hmm. All right? All this shit was spelled out. Didn't you, what's that, what's that movie,
Princess Diaries.
Oh, Princess Diaries. I told you right there.
Great film, by the way.
They probably played that on the orientation.
Yeah.
Wait, Princess Diaries. That's
Welcome to Princess 101.
Princess Diaries. That's the one with Anne Hathaway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, Whitney Houston produced that movie, right? I found out recently she was a producer on that film.
Whitney Houston?
Yeah. I was watching the credits. I saw her name come up. I was like, whoa. I went in and looked it up. It was the exact same Whitney Houston.
Well, my point exactly. She was briefed. She got the whole thing. They ran the whole thing down. These are the don't do's. This is what being a princess is.
Work for Disney.
Yeah. That's what don't do. You can't do that. You think she didn't know? Oh, all of a sudden now she got a, oh, nah, we got a problem. No.
I don't know, that's the point. Get out of there. I don't trust the blue blood.
But you know what it is? just coming into the whole thing, there's a lot of people, a lot of people that do not like Meghan Markle. So
hey,
no, 100%.
Yeah, but you came a lot of her out.
But I was
that reading, ain't tight because she leaving with the prince.
I was
like, reading, all right, I'm leaving. I was I'm taking this, one of yours with me.
I read this like 10,000-word think piece on why Meghan Markle is the worst woman in the entire world, and this person was dead ass serious, like with their hatred towards her.
Okay.
So I can imagine that any single decision that they make, even as a couple, where it's like all fair game between both of them, they're automatically gonna blame her. Like
I can see that
he could drop a mixtape tomorrow and be like, oh, she put him up to that. But meanwhile, Harry just wanted to be a rapper back when ever since he was in the army.
He's listening to Biggie.
Yeah, he was listening to Biggie, but now he drops a mixtape and Meghan Markle put him up to it. Oh, she probably executive produced the shit. Like,
but my thing is, I'm sure he's probably afraid for her life. Like I said, like how he saw his mom die, he's like, this can happen to my wife.
Yo, how old was he when his mom died?
Like, could be like, what, five? Something like that?
He didn't see it.
That's real Diane Sawyer-y.
Say what?
That's real Diane Sawyer-y if you come to that conclusion.
He didn't
that type of trauma can affect the kid.
Yeah, that had to affect him some way as a kid. Or at least growing up, he realized, like, oh, my mother was so much under a so much amount of pressure because she was a princess.
And she was under all these media, everybody yelling her face.
He might have presented the position to begin with. He could have. I'm not.
No, listen, because maybe that's why he married an American woman. Okay, yeah. No,
there just wasn't enough British women.
They were all taken?
They weren't up to the standards. Mm-hmm. The challenge, man.
Oh,
it's all good.
He wasn't exotic.
Well, yeah. I support what they're doing. I think they should go for it.
Nah, I don't agree. Prince, yeah, that's right.
Well, he's still going to be a prince.
Now
you can't have to have the job.
Doing that, man.
You can't have
this Game of Thrones.
So, Brad, I got something.
I want to.
So, Brad, I want to ask you something. I want to know if this is true.
Okay.
Mm. So, Justin Bieber has a situation right now where he's trying to get his song to number one, which is not happening because Rich Rudy, I think the rapper's name, Roddy Rich, his song is about to be number one. So, it's nowhere Bieber's about to be number one right now in the Billboard charts. So. Bieber is on social media asking all his fans, basically begging his fans, like, please, just stream my music all day long.
Bieber doesn't have to beg his fans to stream his music.
Bro, you haven't seen his social media. He's been begging. Bleavers. Like, back to back. Like, hey, guys, I mean, it's not like they wasn't doing it anyway.
That's
like,
my point.
But
that's
just saying, he's going even extra hard to make sure, like, hey, I need you to make a playlist and have my song playing all night long. Just put the volume all the way down. Just don't have it on mute. If you don't live in America, use a VPN to make it look like you're in America to play the music over and over.
That
and
start never getting the works.
but this is what he's asking
that
people to
never
do.
Works.
He's asking people to do this.
That never works. You know? That never works. That's like, yo, call the radio station, ask for my record.
But this is not like
never
back,
works.
But this is not like back in the day when like the labels.
Oh, yeah, Wu-Tang.
But it's not like but it's not like back in the day when the label would buy like a whole bunch of like merch and albums and put it in a warehouse to boost
the
sales.
Don't believe it. That's the biggest lie ever told.
That never happened?
Nah.
Labels I remember specific moments, like I remember when Jim Jones, Product of My Environment came out. I had a guy came to me with a copy of the CD. He's like, you want it? Here. He had an old box. He was giving them out for free.
No, that was
his man's.
No.
He was just supporting his boy.
No.
And I had another one for JD's Greatest Hits.
Let me clarify for you. In record contracts and standard major label contracts, it was what's called free goods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we could give this stuff away for free, so you wouldn't get paid on it. That's all it was.
Wow,
that's all it was.
Right,
it's free goods. You know, it was written in your contract.
Right.
Okay, well, 20% went to free goods, so don't look for any money towards that shit. Let's see.
Staying on the Canadian musicians. Did you see the Drake interview? Did you see any of it?
The one he was talking about, Pusha T.
The Rap Radar.
I saw a little bit of it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I just thought that he likes to deflect a lot. That's what I got from it.
This is Pusha T.
No, this is Drake. He did an interview with Elliot.
I watched a little bit of it. It was like damn near 2 hours.
I didn't have enough time to sit
there.
I don't
have 2 hours.
I'm not that much of a Drake fan to want to sit there and listen to his every word.
Yeah.
Like
I don't want to hear anything from him.
I want to see Drake act. I want to see Drake act. I don't feel like listening to him talk about music right now.
I don't know about him.
Right? Like Drake, we got it. You got it. We understand. You had to come from the bottom. Now you're here.
I got it about maybe 15 minutes in.
I just got to the Pusha T part and I was gone.
I just found it funny. He's like, you know, I don't listen to Pusha T because I don't believe in him. I'm like, no, you don't listen to Pusha T because he dished you. Exactly. if Pusha T never dished, like, you really believe that Pusha T was moving kilos and coolies of coke before he dished you? He's the president of good music. He's moving coke. That's why I was like, no, just admit, like, for some reason, like, we live in a society now where, like, people don't just want to admit, I don't like that guy. So you got,
it's all right not to like a guy.
Yeah, it's all right not to like a guy. You can say you don't like a guy, especially when you're rich.
Right, like, I'm not a fan.
Just be like, yo, don't fucking push your team. Nah, you know, some people like him, you know, I don't, because, you know, I don't believe in him.
And he gives you the clue that, you know, he felt a certain way. He's like, yeah, man, he had to talk about my kid before I got to talk about my kid. He made fun of my friend who was sick. Like, he's clearly letting people know he was hurt. But he don't want to admit how hurt he was. So he's just like, nah.
So if he made those points, he was telling you right there.
Yeah, he made those points. He was just like, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, I wanted to talk about my kid. But, you know, he, you know, it was a crazy moment because he got to do it first. And then it's like, okay, so clearly you feel...
You can't talk about my sick friend and I'm not going to have feelings about
it. I
know I'm sick, yo. Yeah, what are you talking
about? Yeah, that was... And even in the beef, that was the one part. I was like, come on, Pusha T. Like, goddamn.
How are you going to talk about his man?
That was sick. Yeah, I was like,
what you got to do? You got to do what you got
to do. That had nothing to do with him. He's like, yeah, you friend got MS. I'm like, come on, what is he doing? What is he asking?
But that's the nature of rap, though.
What? Yeah, 40 was 40 at home making a beat. Stop turning
heels. They're talking about my MS. How did I get to this?
He's like, all I do is make beats for the guy. I'm going to take his medication.
But isn't that the nature of rap?
40 turned off the beat machines. Wait, what?
That's not the nature of rap, though. You just, you know, you just.
No, there's certain things just like.
Off limits?
You know,
there things that are off limit?
You know what? No, I will say no because Drake, you know, said his wife's his fiance's name at the time, so that let Pusha T know, like, oh, okay, we going there.
Yeah.
But just think about the people you're going for. You know, like you said, I'm gonna go make fun of like your friend with MS.
I'm gonna do it.
Like, if that was the case, then
like when he made the bars towards his mother.
Mother's off limits.
No, mothers are not off limits.
Mothers are not off limits.
Man, a beef.
No,
mothers.
Unless your mother is sick.
It's the mother.
That's like talking about a sick child.
Yeah, that's not.
See, when you talk about someone that can actually die, like, that, like, to me, that's all right. That's off limits. Like, because God forbid, like, 40 would have passed away tomorrow. Like, that's crazy. Like, Fendon just.
But sure, he predicted it.
Every time we hear that sick, we'll think about it. Like, oh, that. You said it.
It's my tick.
Oh, every time I see that video where Proof died in that Eminem video, I think about, like, damn, Evan, you predicted your friend's death early.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Mm-hmm. But I like Proof.
Yeah, I like Proof too. Rest in peace, Proof. But yeah, I thought it was a really interesting interview.
But I'm just saying, when it comes to the nature of rap, isn't that like when we Uncle Murda's?
Things are off limit.
Uncle Murda's when he does the year wrap up, you know.
No, well, he's trying to sell year end wrap up. That don't even count.
Now, but if you
he doesn't have somebody who specifically he's having a beef with. He's shock value.
No, but if you watch these rap battles now, like the Smack ones and the URL, the rap leagues, and all, they are getting raw with it. Like, your mother could, like,
be laid up. They've always been like that.
No, but your mother could. I feel like they didn't go that far. Like,
I mean, like, for the past 3 years.
Yeah. Like, now it's like, your mother can
be. I haven't seen one of those things in a long time.
Like, and it's like. Like, I'm like sitting there, like, on the edge of my seat. I'm like, yo, is he gonna shoot this guy? Yeah, he's sitting there, like, his mother could, like, be sick, and he'll be like, you know, I remember when that bitch was a cancer dancer. Now she's sitting here, and all his boys jump in. Now she got cancer. Oh, and I'm like, that's not cool. I'm like, no.
Bars.
And then
you said bars.
and then on top of that, he's face to face. He's like, damn it, like, nose to nose, spit flying in his face. I'm like, how? That takes a lot of control not to hit that man.
For real. That's why a lot of, like, you know, you ever seen the one where, like, that's why I'm styling on you, and the guy and then I'm,
oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but that's Math Holla just being Math. No, that's not Math. I'm thinking about the other one. Math and Dose, which is hilarious. But, yeah, I thought it was
I don't go to those things. I mean, when I was younger, I used to get paid to film some of those rap battles, and I would just feel the tension in the room. I'm like, you know what?
I'm going
to
leave.
I don't want to do these jobs anymore. I'm getting all that money.
I'd be very uncomfortable.
As a camera guy, it is the most uncomfortable thing.
And you be in Hempstead or the Bronx. Like, you're somewhere safe.
Hempstead or the Bronx. You're definitely safe in the Bronx.
Exactly.
Speaking of the Bronx, I thought it was pretty interesting. So, you know the stairs where the Joker doing his little dance in the new Joker film? Yeah. So, Burger King right now is making a deal. Like, if you go to those stairs...
He's making stairs alive.
So what? Yeah. 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 Exactly. That's what it is. If you make it, if you make it over there on the Uber Eats and have it delivered there... You get a free Whopper.
They need to stop playing with people's lives.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing.
Oh my God. Burger King needs to be sued.
But I think Burger King is doing it for Bronx residents because he's like, hey, we feel bad for you guys.
You live here in the Bronx?
Yeah. No. Like, we feel bad for you guys. We got to put up with this.
Really?
Basically, that's literally what the ad is saying. Like, God, hey, damn. We know you got to deal with all these tourists coming around doing this fucking Joker dance. So... Turn on your Uber Eats app and get a free Whopper.
They have the perfect defense for the Joker terrorists. They're called guns and knives. Just going to shoot at anyone that doesn't belong when he steps.
As soon as you see someone dressed as Joker, you already know where he's walking towards. They're not like they're probably just on standby. Like, nah, bro, you gotta pay up. You gotta pay up if you want to go down these steps.
For real. So that's a famous subway.
The steps?
Yeah.
It's
well, they are now.
Yeah,
that's
were,
what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. But did you see the Joker movie yet?
Nah.
It's a very big scene.
Oh, your man. Sorry, to switch gears, but your man Future's at it again. He's dating.
Lori Harvey.
Yeah, yeah. I peeped that. Yo,
Steve Harvey's daughter.
That's my man.
Think like
yo,
your man.
I gotta give it up to Future. How does he get that
drip?
But Lori been around the block. You know, she already been with Diddy. She already been around.
Yo, what's up with Lori then?
She thinking like a man. She, you know, like her daddy taught her. She thinking like a man.
Yeah, right.
Steve Harvey's like
Steve Harvey wrote the book.
Yo, first of all, you should have got the memo on.
She want to have fun.
Yeah, I don't think she wants anything serious with Future.
No, of course not.
You should have got the memo.
No, I think she,
Future will drop you in a heartbeat, pregnant or not.
But I think she heard. She probably heard Future's a great Tom.
Yeah, he's a great Tom. All right,
but that might just be what she's looking for. She might not look for anything serious.
She's thinking like a man.
Drop a scene and you would keep moving. Right?
Oh, I'm telling you, I think she's not
thinking about that. Nah. Right?
She thinks she her daddy wrote the book. Think like a man.
Yeah, right. You know, you can think like a man, you ain't a man.
Yeah, of course you're not a man. Right. But the whole point is, I'm saying she knows what to do. She grew. Did you ever hear what was taught? Anything like a man? Like if you, well, you have a daughter. I honestly think if I had a daughter, I would give her Think Like a Man because it's to me.
You bought that bullshit?
No, I worked at a bookstore when that came out.
That's what I mean. You bought the Steve Harvey bullshit.
What? That he was. I grew up watching Steve Harvey on the Steve Harvey show.
I'm talking about the theory
with the whole cookies and this and that.
Yeah.
Kinda. Like I feel like it could work.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, yeah, what's
the theory? Like the 3 month rule with, you know, like when a girl don't give it up for 3 months. So you never heard?
Doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work? No, I've seen it work.
Listen, you could finesse a chick out of her panties, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, 3 months. You can finesse that shit, yo. All right. Night number 1, 2, 3.
I'm telling you, that's
your game.
I'm telling you,
I'm telling you,
I've seen it all. I've seen it all. I'm telling you,
pops can tell you all he wants when it comes down to the game.
If a chick really likes you, she's feeling you like that.
If she's feeling you. We're talking about, you gotta remember, these girls get like 500, 600, 700, 800 different requests a fucking day.
So we're not paying them no attention.
You know, but what I'm saying is, they don't like every guy who's taking them out to eat.
Oh, yeah, but if it's but the thing about it is, like, somebody like that's competent. All right, so if I'm Future, I'm not gonna hit you.
I'm Future.
First of all, I'm Future. I know what I'm doing. You gonna respond back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see what it's hitting for, and I know this is me after the second night. It's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about game. You're talking about masters of the game.
Future has a Future. I guarantee you.
Now, women can't be masters of the game too.
Huh?
Women can't be masters of the game too.
Nah, can't master that kind of game.
Nah, that's OD.
Because look at it.
They got hearts, you know.
Yeah.
Because look at it. Because like
women can't.
Women are the most foul ones in the game.
They can't master that part of the game. They can't jump.
They can't do that.
Their emotions get involved. They get twisted. Nah.
So you're saying movies like Boomerang is a fucking fantasy then?
Yes.
Boomerang's a fantasy.
Yes.
Robin Givens' character is a total fantasy then.
One of my favorite movies, but yeah, total fantasy.
So Robin Givens' character is a total fantasy.
Total fantasy.
There's no woman like that in real life.
Look what Eddie became too in that role play. And who was supposed to be master? He
ended up getting a relationship with Halle Berry at the end. He gave up the game.
No.
He gave up the game at the end of the movie.
Yeah, to see fantasy. Fantasy. But, yo, because he was a real player.
You gotta give up the game at one point.
He was supposed to be a real player.
You tell me, there's no way the movie could have ended with him just being a player.
No, but not getting doused the way he did from... Did y'all see that movie?
I never watched it.
You guys have to watch Boomerang.
I know. I've been
telling you. You gotta watch Boomerang. Malik, it's been on the wall since before you were born, probably.
I think DVDs were around before I was born.
It was there, probably, in VHS. Okay, the VHS. And then I upped it.
Okay.
You upgraded it. I upgraded it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we can return back to this after you guys watch Boomerang.
You got the drip. You pull a Future Hendrix. What?
That's a Future Hendrix.
But she's been around the block already with people like Diddy, though. That's nothing to her. You're not showing her nothing new. Diddy. Have you already been to Diddy? Diddy, you had to meet with her daddy and all that shit. Nah, like, I've been to Harvey. I mean, I'm sure they knew each other before this.
Sweet, so it's a little different.
No, but another thing is, everyone's different. It's all about the vibe you get with a person. Because you could chill with one person, and you have to see that, like...
She was dating Diddy.
No, but what I'm saying is, you gotta...
She wasn't really dating Diddy.
No, it was a date.
There's some people you get with, and it's like, immediately you click, and it's just like... And that's why you might have the, you know, the first or second date, or first or second time hanging out, y'all get together. But then there's some people, it's like, you like them, but you gotta feel it out. You gotta see where their head's at, their vibe is at.
And how old is she?
She's young. She's like 27, 26.
Okay, so it's lit.
That's Future. How old is Future?
Future.
I mean, 31, 32.
Then he was 50?
Yeah, he's 59.
A whole different ball game.
It's a whole different vibe.
Yeah. So you just think Diddy was on some sugar daddy shit?
Yeah.
That's it.
Diddy was like, yo, I could buy you this, I could buy you that. Future's like, yo, when are we going Dutch? And she's like, when? Today.
She probably paid for the first meal.
I'll tell you exactly.
He probably set her up.
Set it up.
He was like, I paid for the drugs.
Who was that chick that he
paid for the drugs?
I don't know. But what I'm seeing on Twitter.
Yo, who was that chick that he did last year who he didn't want
to. Oh, no. What he did was, he had a girl that was coming by or whatever, and he bought a hotel room for them. So then I think she was like, oh, you know, I can't hook up with you, or I don't want to hook up with you. And he's like, all right, he can't go to the room. He can't go to the room while she was still in. He's like, I'm going to go see my son.
But what do you call it? From what I've seen, he's going all out. Future's going all out. From what I've seen, he's buying her all the gifts. He's fucking putting rose petals by the bed, candlelit dinners and champagne, and the whole thing.
Some girls
kissing up on her, you know. Really they're on social media kissing up on her, you know.
Everyone's different, man.
But you know, he still got the roster. They know what it is.
You can't.
Future's got panties coming down.
You're the new record with him and Drake dropped the new record.
Oh, Life is Good.
Yeah,
I heard it. Yeah. I mean, it's whatever, but I mean, it was cool. You know, everybody had their own turn. That was cool, but
it's two different songs. I don't get it.
I've heard better than Future songs.
Yeah.
It's two different songs.
Yeah,
it's literally two different songs. I'm just like, why?
Wait, I was at the version today too.
No, it's two different. It's one song. Like it's similar to what Travis Scott did when he did the
Sicko Mode.
Yeah, Sicko Mode. When it's like multiple songs in one song.
But they're not rapping together. Each person has each 2 minutes.
It's a beat switch, and then Future raps over like completely different.
I'm good. I don't think I'm
honestly. I don't even care for Drake, but I like Drake's part better.
I like his, but yeah.
And I like Future more as an artist than Drake, but
yeah, it's not something I would bump. I started back with Miles with that song this week, but I'm not a fan. I'm okay on that. I didn't even know that was a new song until Twitter was sharing the video of him working in like mechanic spots or whatever.
Got me curious now. I gotta go check it out.
I just want to see Jimmy act.
It's a nice one.
I want to see Jimmy act, man. Jimmy, get back and acting.
What was I gonna say? Academy Awards coming up.
Yeah, but no host again.
No host. Yeah.
No host again.
Whatever. They know what they're doing. I was saying earlier, whatchamacallit, I would actually like to see Will Smith
host the Oscars.
That'd be cool.
He never done?
Mm-mm. No, he never hosted the Oscars.
He won way too much.
He's too Hollywood. He's not going to do that.
He won like $20 million.
The fact that he never...
He won their entire budget.
The fact that they wouldn't give him an Oscar, I think he wouldn't do it out of spite just because of that. Like, you guys don't recognize my talent.
Look, I love Will Smith, and I tried to make that argument like, they've never given him an Oscar. The one year where he could have got it, they gave it to someone... Better.
And what was it? What was that?
They gave it to
Ali was not a great role.
Yeah, it was Oscar.
Nomination was?
What'd you do with it?
Last King of Scotland.
Forest Whitaker.
Forest Whitaker beat him that.
Yeah, but that was in 2007.
He was playing Chris Gardner in Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, he should have got it. Yeah.
But
going against Forrest.
Yeah, you're not being Forrest.
That Forrest.
Well, sometimes it's who you go up against.
But here's the thing, though. I've noticed.
That's why I wasn't mad that he doesn't have one.
But I noticed some people go about it the wrong way. There's certain roles that you have to play to win an Oscar. And when it comes to black folks, it's one or the other. You either got to go full-blown slave or a full-on villain.
That's not true, man. Come on.
Denzel's role. Both times he got an Oscar.
No.
Full-blown slave, glory, full-blown villain, Training Day.
What did Sidney Poitier win for?
Who's coming to dinner? Some shit like that.
he wasn't a slave.
Yeah, but he was going to a man who had some slave
Jamie point Fox of view. Jamie Foxx played Ray Charles.
There go your.
Oh, wait. That's actually the dirt.
Morgan Freeman was just driving Miss Daisy. He wasn't a slave.
But that's close. I still
he was an employee.
He was a slave.
No, he had a W-2.
Here's the thing with Ray. I've learned this when it comes to movies about entertainers. That's one way to win an Oscar. If you're, because you know the Oscars is just awards given by other people in the industry. You know what I mean? There are other people who's in the same industry as you giving you the awards.
It's one click.
Yeah, basically, one club vote, you know, giving each other awards. That's all it is. that's literally what it is.
Robert, so, take this gold star.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. So, when it comes to movies about true stories, especially when it comes to entertainers, those are always Oscar bait. Like, there's a chance you're going to win that because you're making a movie about your peers, and your peers are the one voting for you about that movie. You know, it's almost a win. It's a guaranteed win.
Okay, we get that.
You know what I mean? But besides those roles, for African Americans, it's usually the villain or the slave, or, you know, a butler, a maid, a this or that. You know, the first African American who won an Oscar, she got it for
Gone with the Wind,
playing the maid. You know, if you fast forward to like Viola Davis and
The Help.
You know, she didn't win for The Help. It was for the Octavia Spencer was for that one. But you know, Halle Berry.
What about Precious? What about Monique?
She was a horrible mother. Just a villain.
Yeah, she was a villain.
She was a villain. Forrest Whitaker, Last King of Scotland. He was a villain.
So you mean to tell me if you're a black actor, you gotta walk into your agent like, yo, find me the slaviest slave.
Make me the villain. I wanna be the villain slave. Mm. That's the ultimate Oscar winner.
Damn. Well,
you be the Uncle Tom. Slave. Be the Uncle Tom and you get an Oscar.
Yo.
Do the Uncle Ruckus movie and you'll get an Oscar. I guarantee it. It's the only way. If you're not dying of AIDS.
Unless you come up against Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep can play an Asian prostitute.
I feel like Meryl Streep
with two lines.
I feel like Meryl Streep can do blackface and they'll still give for the Oscar. That's like Meryl Streep.
They call her brave.
Right. They'll just call her courageous. That was such a courageous role. I'm telling you, she'll get away with it.
They need to give it best actor to my man Chet Hanks
for his patois.
Tom Hanks' son.
Tom Hanks' son?
Yeah, he's an Empire.
He's a rapper.
He's on Empire.
He's a rapper turned
out. Yeah, he's the white rapper in Empire.
Y'all serious?
Yeah.
I'm Tom Hanks, and I'm looking at my son.
I'm disappointed.
He has two kids. One of them he seems like was raised by Tom, and the other one definitely don't feel like Tom kid at all. It's just like, you know, you only got one or the other. It's just the other.
Tom.
You know? Colin's pretty feel like he got a good head on his shoulder. You know, that Chet boy, I don't know.
Oh man!
But you know, I didn't realize I was watching Chet on Power until he was doing the whole, you know, patois thing. I was like, "Yo, where have I seen this guy before?" And I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, he's on Power. They have a whole plot where one of the Hakeem is going against him because he stole his woman and this and this and that.
You see why I don't watch that shit?
Exactly.
The show ended though. I didn't see the last season, but it ended. It's up to season 6.
Good. Terrence Howard ended his career with the show.
Indeed.
He was like, I'm retired from acting.
He left Iron Man for this.
He didn't leave Iron Man. They basically would have paid
Iron Man.
They would have paid up.
So he left.
So you will be okay with somebody getting more money than you, and you.
If I'm not the lead actor, yeah. If I'm not Iron Man himself, I'm okay with
you.
I'm
War Machine, though.
I'm taking it, and I'm.
But, and you know the fact that Disney's going to make all these toys and lunch boxes and folders and stuff with your face on it, and you're not getting a dollar.
But that's what happens when you work for a company like Disney.
I promise you, my legacy is even bigger now because kids all over the world for years are going to see Iron Man.
He don't care about legacy. He wanted the check. He was like, "Fuck them kids."
But see, that's the thing that
is annoying, because that's the same thing with like even like the music. Like, you have a lot of people out there that like signed to these big companies and big even labels and everything, and they're mad when they don't see the big checks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, because if, and then meanwhile the dudes out there that are doing it independently are actually making out more money than them. You have actors that do all indie movies that don't do big studio films, and they make more money than Josh Whedon said that he made more money on his studio or his independent film than he made on directing the first Avengers, and right. He wrote and directed that.
Right.
You know what you're getting into when you sign with those big companies.
If you work on Disney,
hell yeah,
they want like.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Nah, like 20%.
They got a lot that stretches around the corner. Mm-hmm. Disney don't give a shit about nobody.
Nobody.
Except the intellectual property.
That's all they about. And then they fucked that up. So, like,
I mean, they're still keeping it. You know, they'll burn it to the ground. But, you know, they're going to keep it moving.
Yeah. So, Terrence played himself. You didn't know you were signed to the House of Mouse.
Yeah, had he gone back in time and, you know, been able to get a second shot,
he would take it. Hell yeah. You know,
he'd take it?
Oh, yeah.
Without, I mean,
you know who played themselves like that, too? Ja Rule.
With Fast and the Furious.
John Singleton wanted to bring back Ja Rule's character because he was in the first movie, and he wanted to put him in the role that Tyrese is in. He wanted him to play that part as Brian's friend. He was like, nah, I'm not trying. He didn't take that money or whatever, and Tyrese fell in the part. Fast and Furious blows up, and now he's automatically committed to 16 movies for the rest of his career.
Trailer drops January 31st for the new one.
Automatically.
Fast Line.
Oh, whatever.
Here we go.
Well, I guess there's always somewhere, something you regret that you...
Now he's doing fire festivals.
That was dirty.
You got Cryreese over here crying on Instagram.
Cryreese.
Cryreese.
You know the thing with Fast and the Furious? It's like Universal has this thing where they make everything into a series, even when the movie don't need to be a series. Bring it on, American Pie. You know, they have a history of doing sequels to movies you don't need a sequel. Like, I just saw they did a sequel to Bulletproof that had David Wayans in it.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
It's a sequel to anything that's successful.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but you can't do
it. They're about to make a sequel to Joker. Joker don't need no fucking... And I love that
movie. Yeah, but you see, but they still have the same people involved.
I don't care.
Here's the difference with Universal. They would do sequels and have nobody from the original back in it.
Because it's
Undercover Brother 2. Don't even have Eddie Griffin in it. It's Michael J. White.
It's the movie that it's the name that's popular. Exactly. Not everyone that's involved.
That's not who's
in it. We think about that stuff. Other people don't give a shit who the average person doesn't give a shit about who the director is. Right. It's the name. Oh, I saw the first Bring It On. Like someone like my sister's age when Bring It On came out. Oh, they'll watch anything with Bring It On attached to it.
Yep.
And it's cheerleading. It's the same concept.
Yep.
I'm there. Don't give a shit.
Yep. Don't even know the difference.
So you think it's just about
and every one of them had a different actress.
Yeah.
So you think it's about brand recognition at the end of the day.
That's it.
And you get to slap the label on it.
Yep.
Wait, you mean to tell me James Cameron isn't producing this one? No, I can't go see it.
I don't even know who James Cameron.
Yeah, but what I'm saying was like
that's like when it came out with
Cameron.
That's like when they came out with Alita: Battle Angel, and they're like produced by the man that made Avatar. Like anyone shit about the man.
The thing about you know the crazy thing about Avatar, so they're gearing up the marketing for the new Avatar that's coming out. And it's like everybody.
Well, what the fuck was Avatar again? I forgot.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Everybody what fucking forgot.
That was the alien thing.
It was Pocahontas
shit. That was the highest grossing movie of all time.
Before Endgame came in, took it out.
Before this year, before last year.
Yeah, Endgame.
But here's the thing, though.
Never seen
nobody is excited for this movie at all. And Disney is trying to kick it into gear that everybody's like, we good.
Yo, I was bored, man.
Unpopular opinion. Visually, that movie is amazing.
Yeah,
like, it looks fantastic. Yeah. That story is so bare bones.
It's Pocahontas in space.
That's why, like, as popular as that movie was, I think it's a much overrated
across
movie.
The screen. That's all I did. I saw blue skit.
It's about a dude that bangs a blue alien chick. That looks like Zoe Saldana.
And he becomes a transgender alien.
Yeah,
basically.
Very boring story.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to see that one.
I didn't see the first one in theater, so I want to see the 3D that everybody was talking about. Like, oh my god, the 3D was amazing. So I want to see the
3D. I just have to pair 3D glasses.
I'm gonna just stay home.
3D is good, depending on
what. And watch it at home.
Yeah, I think Matrix 4 is gonna be.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited to see Matrix 4, but the thing is, that day, John Wick comes out too. So
I'll see John Wick.
That's going to change.
You feel like they're going to
switch the day? They're not making a Keanu day.
Right?
I want it to stay.
If I'm
Keanu, me too. I want it to stay too.
Switch that up.
I want to see what
people. Are you making money regardless?
I want
to
see.
To maximize your money, you
want it. I want to see who's going to. I really want to see which people.
Go see one, and then go in the next theater and go see the other.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Give me 6 hours of Keanu.
That's exactly what's going to happen. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. I want to see that.
You're disgusting.
I'm just
curious. 6 hours of fucking
Keanu.
I'm just
awkward as hell. 6 hours of Reeves.
I'm just curious to see which one will be number one. I just want to see which is the start of a franchise. I just want to see which is the start of a franchise. A movie from 1999. That was, haven't had a sequel in years, or John Wick was just, a year ago.
John Wick.
Because Matrix left a bad taste in people's mouths.
Yeah, the thing is, I saw Matrix in theaters last year, and it was a packed theater. People still came.
The Matrix?
The Matrix, the original Matrix.
Yeah, no, he's talking about the next two movies.
The two sequels left a bad taste in a lot of people's
mouths. Yeah, but, didn't change. They may try to fix what they did wrong and blah, 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 blah.
No, for sure. But to beat John Wick right now, people love John Wick.
Yeah, but remember when The Force Awakens came out and everybody was like, oh man, what's this going to be? It's been so long since we had one of
the
these
Matrix
movies.
The Matrix is not the Star Wars.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I give it the
end. It's not the same property.
Right.
Happy Keanu Day.
I told you, I only saw one. After that, I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
With John Wick or
Matrix?
Matrix. And the funny thing about what you were talking about earlier, Matrix could have ended with the first movie.
Yeah. It could have,
It could have ended.
Well, money.
Should have.
I mean, that's every movie.
I like the sequel.
There's even a Bill and Ted sequel coming out this year.
And see, it's people like you guys. They're banking on
it. No, I said...
No, it makes sense, because I'm willing to pay to see another Bill and Ted.
I like it, but I can see why people hate those
movies. Yeah, it's confusing.
Did you guys see Bill and Ted?
Totally confusing.
Did you see Bill and Ted?
I've never seen Bill and Ted.
Bro, you ever seen Bill and Ted?
What?
Bill and Ted. Keanu Reeves,
Rockstar. See, and that's what you can't do, unfortunately. You can't make a movie just because it's a cult hit. Like, that's why it's a cult, because it's a small population that enjoy it. Because, and that was even, like Blade Runner 20, which is a fantastic movie, the Blade Runner sequel. Blade Runner was a cult hit. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, the sleeper hit, and it made a whole bunch of money. So they shouldn't have been surprised when the second one didn't make money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a small population of people really adore that film. You can't...
So leave it that way.
You can't base it...
They got a big-time director and A-list actor.
Harrison Ford is back.
But it ended up I say leave it that way. That's what makes it special.
Like, they had no...
They
had no business dumping $150 million.
That's like going to make Gone with the Wind again. Get the fuck out of here.
No, it's a remake. Blade 2049 is a sequel.
Call it what you want.
Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen it?
No.
It's a really good movie.
I wouldn't have fucked with it.
It's
a really good movie, but from a business standpoint, they had no business dumping $150 million into a sequel movie.
Because they thought they were going to make money.
That the first one didn't make. The first one didn't make money. The first one was not a financial hit.
Welcome to Hollywood.
It gained a cult following over time. Like, after 15, 20 years, that's when, it's now...
Hollywood is going to implode if it keeps going this direction. Because I went to go see Cats during that Christmas holiday.
You do it to yourself.
I had to review these movies. I have to let people know.
Not Ebert, but Siskel.
Siskel wouldn't even go
see it. I have to let people know what's going on out here. I let people know what to save money on.
The trailer let everyone know not to see that movie.
That's true, because there's a lot of people who actually enjoy Broadway musicals that were adapted to film. So I have to let them know.
That trailer was like, don't watch this movie. It screamed it.
I'm telling you, there was. I know two people in the theater, right? There was maybe four.
You could have. Two of them were actual cats.
Even the cats
What I was trying to say, they spent over $100 million that movie, and Universal maybe made $5 million that weekend.
$5.
I got your $5.
And remember, I'm AMC A-list stubs, so it's like that to me. That's like the third movie that week to me, I don't know how that counts for actual ticket sales for that, but what do you call it? Universal, if they keep going this route, and every other studio keeps going this route,
because I was saying I remember there used to be times where a year in film where it's like you got so many great movies in a year, and I were like not only like because now you have either your big super hits or you have really good movies that no one goes to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you don't get like an Inception. Like, I was watching Inception today, so I'm just using that. Like, you don't get an Inception. You don't really get Inceptions. You don't really get, like, even, like, Titanics and movies. Mm-hmm. Movies that are, like, great pieces of art that also make a lot of money.
Right.
You either get the mindless, brainless, like...
fast food
films. Yeah, Marvel, instant gratification.
Not to stop you. We got a minute left.
All right, yeah.
So...
Or you either get those movies, or you get like the really good independent movies that no one goes to see until after they win Oscars, and then people go see
them. Fast food or home cooked meal.
And that's why now you have that bullshit where like you have people attaching like Joker. I was like, Joker works as a film without the name,
just like the standalone.
Yeah, but you needed the name to sell the movie.
Yeah, that's
which
BS.
Which is bullshit. Yeah. But anyway,
making predictions.
Yeah,
my prediction. Bad Boys is going to be number one in the box office.
Now that's something I'll go see, and I haven't been in the movies. In
I'm getting tickets, bro. I'm getting tickets for us. We're going.
I'm with it.
We're doing
it. I'm with it.
So what?
Seeing it, good or bad. People trying to say it's not going to be. I don't care. I'm seeing it.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I think that 1917 movie is still going to be.
It's amazing. I'm telling you.
No, I think that's still going to be at number one. Bad Boys.
No. Bad Boys is taking over. Bad Boys will take over.
All right, we'll see.
Bad Boys going to stomp it out.
Yeah, number one in the box office.
Nah, I'm probably going to see that Saturday.
Yeah. I haven't been in the movies like
my prediction is going to be terrible.
I'm with that.
You think the movie's going to be terrible?
Yeah, I think it's
going to
be bad.
Okay. Alright, so that's what it is then. Mm-hmm. And as always,
this has been the Freshest Podcast, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Later.
More music. Less drama. Freshest FM.